Coming up on Minnesota Native News, Senator Al Franken talks about challenges he's facing while serving on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, a push to increase broadband access across greater Minnesota, and a high school teacher in Red Wing wants to get rid of Columbus Day.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Minnesota Senator Al Franken says he's proud to serve on the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. Before and after his campaign, he says he reached out to members of Minnesota's 11 federally recognized tribes to discuss some of the pressing issues facing reservation and urban communities. He says while it's challenging to make progress on many of the key issues, like getting more money for education, health care, and jobs, he knows these issues are especially important for Native Americans. Franken tells a story of attending his first powwow at Red Lake, where he met Chairman Buck Jourdain's friend, an Army veteran who had trouble seeing.
And I said, well, what's wrong with your eyes? He said, I don't know. I said, why don't you go to the eye doctor? And he said, well, we don't have an eye doctor here. You know, and there's some areas where I feel like we've made some real progress, some moments that have made me enormously happy that I've done this job.
Still, Franken claims success while serving on the committee. Last year, he worked to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, a bill originally authored in 1994 by then-Senator Joe Biden. Senator Franken says this time around, it'll give more teeth to tribal courts.
One of the things we did in this was give tribal courts jurisdiction over sexual assault on reservation by non-Indian men. People on stage who got one of the pens that the president signed the bill with was a survivor from a sexual assault in Indian country, a Native woman. So this was a big victory, and it was a big day.
Senator Al Franken says he hopes to continue his efforts on the committee if he is reelected this fall. In much of rural Minnesota, the internet still moves at the speed of a dial-up modem. That's also true for many of Minnesota's Indian reservations, some of which are located in rural and remote parts of the state. Now the Blandon Foundation is stepping in, working with tribal governments to improve broadband access. The initiative is called Border to Border Broadband. Blandon is giving $3 million over 4 years to help speed up connectivity all over Minnesota. Sally Finday, the business manager for the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, says this is critical because it'll cost at least $750 per household and business for better connectivity. But Finday believes the cost is worthwhile, especially when it comes to Leech Lake students.
You know, and I've talked to people at the Cass Lake Bena School District, you know, who said that, yeah, we have these laptops, but, you know, there's no point in sending them home with the kids. They may not come back, but they also don't have access to broadband.
Finday says she'll be working with the Blandon Foundation as the tribe gets better connected and hopes other tribes will as well. Navajo playwright Rihanna Yazzie is no stranger to controversy. Her company, New Native Theater, has produced plays dealing with a range of hot-button issues, including racism directed at Native people, the American Indian Movement, the U.S.-Dakota War, and relationships between Natives and their new Somali neighbors in South Minneapolis. Yazzie has two new plays in production. One is about an Ojibwe woman adopted into a white family and the woman's quest to rediscover her birth parents. Her second play is for children and uses traditional music in Dakota. Rihanna Yazzie says her work is about a new way of looking at and thinking about Native American people and their experiences.
I'm always thinking of this specific community and what it feels relevant and interesting to this community. And it has to be contemporary. It has to have a feel of realism in it as far as like the kind of experiences you have living in the Native community. It has to feel real.
Rihanna Yazzie's new plays, Stolen Generation and Unktomi and the Wood Ducks, will open in March. Officials in the town of Red Wing, Minnesota, are considering canceling the Columbus Day holiday and replacing it instead with First Peoples Day. The idea for the change comes from Red Wing High School teacher Scott Bender. Bender charges that history books and popular culture romanticize the 13th century explorer, who he believes is responsible for many crimes against Native people. The Red Wing Human Rights Commission voted unanimously to approve the measure, and the City Council is considering it. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.